This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The president's border czar says he'll go with the judge's order on deportation flights, says there's questions over exactly how those are going. Stephen Portnoy joins us live now from Washington. Okay, Stephen, Tom Holman, what did he say about some of these rulings?
Well, Tom Holman and Pam Bondi, the attorney general, as well as the president of the United States, have been very critical of Judge James Boasberg. Later today, a three-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court is going to hear the administration's argument that Judge Boasberg's order restraining the president's use of the Alien Enemies Act should be overturned on appeal. It's a mixed panel that will hear those arguments later today. Appointees of two Republican presidents, including Trump, one Democrat. The argument set for 1:30 this afternoon. Last Friday, Judge Boasberg called the administration's filings in this case intemperate and disrespectful, and assessing the government's position that the president can, by proclamation, say that there's been an invasion and that a war is underway, and then deport foreign nationals without a hearing, Boasberg called that an awfully frightening prospect. He added that the current invocation of the Alien Enemies Act targeting alleged Venezuelan gang members seems to him incredibly troublesome, problematic, concerning, and unprecedented. He has given the administration until tomorrow to say in his courtroom whether it's going to invoke the State Secrets Act, which is a legal way of keeping national security information from the courts. Over the weekend, more relatives and lawyers of the men who say that those men have been sent to El Salvador came forward to say their loved ones are not members of Tren de Aragua. Another recent example is of a man who is apparently a makeup artist and has a tattoo that was, they say, misinterpreted by immigration enforcement officials when he presented himself at the border to claim asylum, saying that he had been tortured by the Maduro regime and was seeking asylum here in this country. He had been detained for many months, as was the case of a man who is alleged to be a professional soccer player in a similar circumstance, who were held in detention, then suddenly put on this plane and sent to El Salvador, a country that they've apparently never been to, and now they're held in prison there with no prospect of getting out.
All right, Stephen, we'll watch to see what happens with this hearing. Stephen Portnoy joining us live from Washington.